was early last summer, actually, I guess maybe even late spring, that we talked about the much anticipated opening of Cherco down on McKinney. And in fact, Lauren Santagati said they'd probably be open in the summertime. Well, it took a while. She's the CEO of White Rock Hospitality Group, also known as Cherco. But it's open, and it opened in
October.
It's like giving birth to an elephant.
A huge elephant.
I mean, how many years?
It took me 6 years to get the thing built and open. But prior to Cherco and the one Uptown building, was a Hard Rock Cafe. So we had to knock down Hard Rock and build the high rise, and then the first two stories is Cherco. But the whole thing took 6 years.
All right. So to jog your memory, Cherco is one that's kind of like a spinoff of Le Cirque in New York, and it's gigantic, and it's 25,000 square feet, and they have Italian food, and it's now, I guess, now that the weather's turning good, it becomes what, the only restaurant in North Texas that has a beach?
We have two pools and cabanas on the second floor.
And a beach.
And the beach. It's called Cherco Beach on the second floor. Yeah. We have Cherco on the first floor and Cherco Beach on the second floor.
So tell me about the business. What have you learned? I mean, you're relatively new to the area, so where you were when you started this. So what have you learned about North Texans?
So much. I love how loyal the patrons are in Dallas. Well, in Texas in general. They're very loyal to their people. They support their people. So we're really excited to be a part of it.
So you get a lot of repeat business?
We do. And I love it. They're so friendly.
Yeah. And tell me about keeping talent. I mean, there's a lot of restaurants around here, and there's a lot of competition for servers and chefs and sous chefs. And you guys all steal from each other, don't you?
We can borrow from each other, an exchange, but you're absolutely right. There's like a new restaurant that pops up every 3 days here. It's, you know, Dallas is number one for restaurants and bars in our industry. So, you know, it can be a challenge to keep some people, but we have a loyal staff that really works hard. And if it, you know, they really make the concept.
What you're doing is really tough. I would think it would really be tough because you're really doing two things. I mean, on the one hand, you have an Italian restaurant and sort of a relatively high-end, you know, Italian restaurant, very visible on McKinney and Uptown. But then you have this club that as an offshoot is part of that. So what do? Do you get the restaurant going first and then you try to entice those people to become club members?
Or? No, it's... We multitask. We do it all at the same time and make it even more difficult. It's almost two entities. You know, you have the upscale dining on the first floor, and then you have the, you know, Cherco Beach on the second. So we say you can eat, stay, and play all day. It's the only concept in Dallas that you can do that, and we tried to do that because, you know, I'm from the Carolinas, and I've always grown up around water, and we wanted to give Dallas everything that they didn't have that they could enjoy. So you can go to the pool during the day and get some cocktails or some oysters or a bucket of beer, and then go downstairs and enjoy upscale dining, go back upstairs and have a nightcap. It's a huge, it's 25,000 square feet.
So the market for the club has got to be Uptown residents.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're there a lot because they live in the building, but, you know, we have people from all over.
Well, but I mean, you've got a lot of density down there, all the way from Victory over to...
Right.
Over to Clyde Warren Park. And there are a lot of people. That's the target market, right?
Correct.
So people that can Uber or take a bicycle or stroll over.
Right.
So what do I get if I'm a member of the club that I don't get from just going downstairs and having some spaghetti bolognese or something?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I've learned is that people think you have to be a member to dine with us. And the membership... There's different levels of the membership, and they get different things. Like, they get to access the club for free. They're the first ones to do a tasting. We have a quarterly event for them. There's different levels, but you don't have to be a member to access the club or dine with us.
And that's part of it. All right, so what have you changed so far?
In the restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's a restaurant. as it begins. I mean, it's evolving, and with as many moving parts as you've got, you had to come in and say, "Oh gosh, I should have." Or we
well, you
never
think that a project that took 6 years, you would think that we would open it and everything would be perfect, and it's not. And anybody who knows this industry, there's always something going on. Hence the name that we are called Circo, which means circus in Italian. It's truly like a show, and it's chaotic. But I changed, you know, a few things. Like, we had a garmage station that we made into a pasta station because we make all of our pastas homemade. Mm-hmm. All of everything is made homemade. So we took all of that out and we hang the pastas in the window. You can buy sausage, meatballs, pomodoro, or wine and take it home and make it yourself, or we can make it for you. We went from being more of a, we went towards like the classic Italian entrees and stick to our DNA of the Circos around the world. Like, we kept our Mama Edgy ravioli and we kept our food. But we did change a little bit of gearing towards the membership so people can enjoy it and don't have to be a member. We do have a following across the world, so people will come and it's their first time dining, but they live in Dubai. You don't have to be a member to have a dinner with us.
Right.
So we kind of steered away from that, and
you made friends with every concierge in the city of Dallas, I assume.
I love them. Yeah, they're great.
and every Uber driver and every Lyft driver.
Yes. Yeah, we just had the concierge in there last night.
That's fact. So the idea was, the last time we talked, you were talking about replicating this, and that this was portable and that you could do this elsewhere. You still like that idea?
I think that it depends where we are, but we can do Circos anywhere. I don't know how much I would put a pool on top of a restaurant.
And what about having, I mean, on the one hand, you have built-in clientele above you because you're in an apartment house. I mean, there are people living up there. But trying to, for you to go through construction while they're in construction, and you in construction while they're trying to sleep at night, that's got to have been a challenge. Would you ever do that again?
No, that wasn't by choice. But during that process, I did get to meet a lot of the residents.
I would imagine.
And yeah.
And hold it down.
Yes, exactly. But I mean, a lot of them are, I mean, they love us now and they're very supportive. And it was a blessing in disguise that we got to meet them and really give them something that they want in the building.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hear great things about it. I know that you've got deep pockets because anything that goes on for that long and still gets open and is successful is impressive. And you got anything new coming up?
We're going to give this the best we can, and then we'll talk about expanding.
All right. I look forward to seeing it. And we look forward to seeing the Beach Club open up.
Yeah, we open April 1st.
April 1st. All right, we'll do it. Circo. On McKinney in Dallas, and that's Lauren Sadagati, who is the CEO of White Rock Hospitality Group, doing business as Circo. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.